Hi, my name's Kim. Hi, how are you?
Great, how you doing?
I just want to know that how much or whether to back off on hugs and kisses and physical relations when I get the feeling that it's not wanted.
So you're initiating physical intimacy and he's accepting it, but you're not sure that he really wants it.
Well, he tolerates, let's put it that way.
He what?
Tolerates it.
He tolerates it. Now
Yeah, well,
that's
that's
an
not.
unusual description coming from that's usually unusual description of a man's encounter with physical intimacy.
Well.
I have certainly heard many descriptions of women tolerating physical intimacy
Well,
or
what
even
he's.
participating when they don't want to. What does it
Yeah.
mean for I don't quite get. What does it mean
Well, he
for a man
said,
to tolerate it?
okay, well, the situation is that he said that he still cares for me and that he knows I have needs. Like when we go to bed at night, he's in, he used to like me caressing him and whatnot. Now it's like, I just feel annoyed when you do that. I don't want to be touched when I go to sleep.
But on the other hand, it results often in physical intimacy.
Well, no, he would only when I initiate it.
I
He,
understand, but when you initiate it results in physical intimacy, correct?
yeah.
And he's excited by that, correct?
He doesn't participate, like,
He doesn't what?
doesn't participate, as in, like, you can feel that he's not all there. Yeah, he has his release or whatnot, but it's not just the physical intimacy, it's the kiss and the hugs too. Like, I mean, like, if you know about the touch charges you're talking about,
Right.
in breakfast, when we get sit down, and when I just wanted to talk, just ask a question for, okay, well, what will we be doing tonight or something? But before I ask, I touch his hand softly first before I ask, and you can see in this a glance in the eyes that is a little like,
Yeah.
not quite
Okay,
like that one. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. I got the question. And here's what I would advise you. By the way, before I advise here, let me say that if this question were coming from a man, I might answer it very differently. And if somebody wants an explanation as to why, you can feel free to ask. Physical intimacy is a very, very important part of a marriage, an important part of a potential reconciliation. And it's relatively easy for a man to say no. And not only is it relatively easy for a man to say no, but if a man is even thinking no, then it won't work, right? He can't function. And so, in my experience, a woman doesn't really have to worry that her husband doesn't want to be intimate, sexually intimate with her. There may be a part of him, let me explain that. There may be a part of him that intellectually doesn't want to be intimate with her because he's made an intellectual decision that he wants a divorce, he wants out, he whatever. It's in the head. But at the moment of contact, at the moment of intimacy, there's nothing being calculated intimately. Sorry, there's nothing being calculated intellectually. All the calculation is occurring below the neck and in many cases below the waist. And as long as the calculation there is yes, is participate, is excitement, then that's a positive thing. Now, before he might say to himself, I don't want to do that anymore. Again, that's an intellectual decision. And afterwards, he may go back to his head and say, I don't think we should do that. But at the time, in the moment, it's an emotional, it's a sexual, it's a heart-driven and other body part-driven activity. And I don't mean that as a criticism. I mean, that's a good thing. That's an important part of a successful marriage. And it's a good sign that your husband has that experience with you. And I would encourage you, despite the fact that his head might be telling him, don't do this anymore, I would strongly encourage you to continue to sort of to tickle that, to continue to cultivate that part of your relationship. I believe that in the moment when it's occurring, something very good is going on between the two of you and for your relationship. And I think that afterwards, even though there might be a part in his head that resists it, I also believe that there's a part in his heart, even afterwards, that has a positive residue. I think that might have been an oxymoron, sorry, but you know what I mean, effect from it. So, yeah, you should move forward with that. And you should continue to cultivate those experiences. And that physical intimacy, I believe, cultivates and leads to an emotional connection. Most people think that, you know, the emotional intimacy leads to a physical connection. And that's true also. But sometimes people make the mistake of saying, you know, I don't want to be physically intimate until we, you know, are emotionally closer. Now, of course, if you really don't want to be physically intimate, then fine, you shouldn't be. But sometimes people really desire each other, but for some reason they feel that they need to work out this or work out that, and they've made an intellectual decision that they shouldn't be physically intimate until, you know, X, Y, Z. I think that's a mistake. Man and woman are husband and wife. I think that the decision or the calculation whether or not to be physically intimate should not be overcomplicated. I think it's incredibly simple. And that is, if you want it, do it. You're husband and wife, and it's a positive experience for the relationship. Now, having said all that, I do want to end with this point, which is that nobody should ever do anything sexual that they don't want to do. I want to repeat that. Nobody should ever do anything sexual that they don't want to do. So, despite my encouragement to all of you to cultivate the physically intimate aspect of your relationship, if for whatever reason you don't want to be physically intimate with your spouse, then that trumps everything else, and you should not. And unfortunately, there are women listening to this call who know why. Because there are situations, there are relationships where, for whatever reason, the woman has conceded to her husband's desires numerous times over the years, despite the fact that she's not really interested. She rolls over, allows him to have his way with her, maybe because she feels she has some wifely obligation, or possibly because she's a conflict avoider and people pleaser and couldn't deal with or didn't know how to say no. For whatever reason, she has discovered years later that it was not a good thing. She was not doing herself or her husband or her family a favor, and that acquiescing, despite the fact that she really didn't want it, ended up making her husband sexually repulsive to her and in some ways destroying their marriage. The irony is that if she did it because she's a conflict-avoiding kind of person, years later, ironically, it creates the ultimate conflict because the marriage blows up. So I'm just emphasizing there that if for whatever reason you don't want to be intimate, you shouldn't. But Kim, it sounds like for you, you very much want to be, and therefore you should try. And as long as your husband's in agreement, you should keep doing it.